And good evening, everyone. We bless the name of God tonight and we honor his presence. We thank him for the change that has taken place in our lives, changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a change has taken place in our lives since Jesus came into our heart. The refrain that has been sung by many for so many years gone by, the refrain is still as powerful. When we think of what God has done for us in the power of the Holy Spirit, how that it is God working in us both to will and to do of his own good pleasure, no wonder we can sing with anointing and sing with conviction that we've been changed. We're not singing from a songbook. We're singing from a testimony. We're singing from a personal experience of what God has done for us. Today, Friday, January the 8th, 2021, as we continue in our January 2021 consecration, it shall be done in 21. We are excited. Today has been a powerful day, a day of being in the presence of God, in the Word of God, and tonight we have come together to come for prayer and to hear what thus saith the Lord. Today's focus was transformation exhortations based upon Philippians chapter 1. This is one of the prison epistles that the Apostle Paul wrote while he was in a Roman jail. Four such letters were penned by this apostle as he was in some of the most difficult experiences of his life. Nevertheless, the favor of God was with him and the revelation of God was upon him. He speaks out of this particular book in terms of love and affection. He speaks in this book that has its key words joy and rejoicing. And as he speaks to the people of God, he impresses upon them the fact that the love that is within their lives is a love that will grow. When he thinks about these believers, every remembrance that he has of them causes him to give God thanks. And when he prays concerning them, he is making prayer requests of joy, enthralled and enamored by the fact that there is a fellowship that they share in the gospel. The gospel brings people together. It doesn't drive folks apart. The gospel, the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is a theme and a message that Paul shares to the bishops, to the saints, and he even names the deacons at Philippi. He rejoices in the fact that he is confident that what God has begun in our lives, that he is able to finish it according to design. Somebody ought to be excited on this line tonight to know that God has a design for your life. You are not flawed. You are not a shambles. You are not thrown together by someone who is an apprentice. You have been designed by God, and God rejoices over you. Oh, bless the name of God. This transformation could not take place except God put his hand on your life. And Paul talks about his confidence, knowing that God is at work within us and that what he started, he is going to perform it. He will bring it to an expected end. This is echoing the sentiment of the word revealed in Jeremiah chapter 29, when the Lord speaks to this weeping prophet, bemoaning the condition of not just the world, but the people of God, where the Lord speaks to the prophet and declares emphatically, I know the thoughts that I think of toward you, saith the Lord. Lord, he has thoughts toward us. It's not a person. It's not a governor. It's not a politician. It is the Lord your God. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to a desired place. Somebody, even right now, I'm speaking to you by the Holy Ghost to remind you that what's happening is a part of God's plan. The potter's got you in his hand, and nothing shall be able to pluck you out. You are in God's heart, as if it was possible for him to love you anymore. He loved you to the point that he wrapped himself in flesh and came into a world that rejected him, and loved us so much that he gave his life. It is this message of the gospel that empowers, this message of the gospel that transforms. And Paul mentions, not only are they in the heart of God, but Paul holds them in his heart as a shepherd, loving and leading, loving and leading, loving and leading. I speak to every leader on this phone to hear these words, loving and leading, loving and leading. The leadership in the body of Christ is one that is founded upon love, the love of God, the love of the Lord, the love for people. And he encourages them because they are in company with him as instruments that God would use, and evidence of the confirmation of the gospel. Not only the confirmation of the gospel in terms of their living it, but even the defense of the gospel in terms of them proclaiming it. There is no other more powerful, no other more necessary message than the message of the gospel. And Paul invites them to be partakers of his grace, partakers of what God is doing in his life, not to feel any way negative about it, understanding that what he is enduring is because of the gospel, because of God. And he encourages every one of them that they would love one another and that their love would abound based upon knowledge, not upon emotion or feeling. He is encouraging transformation by the Holy Ghost. God's love toward us is not fickle, feeling-based, situational, subject to change. He loves us with an everlasting love, a love that will not let you go. As a matter of fact, even right now, you are held by the love of God. You are held in the love of God. You are held because of the love of God. It is important, my friends, it is important for us to understand that this message of transformation cannot be held by any demon, cannot be locked up by any oppressor. No one can lock this message up. Tanarabo Shanda. And even though Paul is writing from a prison, even though his body is bound, the word is not bound. The word has been released. It is released in the atmosphere. You can give him praise because even right now, the word is released right where you are. Paul mentions that there are some who understand that what he is experiencing is not a cause for despair, but it is actually a cause to be more bold, to be fearless, to speak the word of God without reservation, to speak the word of God without any doubt or hesitation, and understand that through his ministry, that we are not preaching for contention, we're not preaching for self-aggrandizement, we're not preaching to be popular. We're not living this life to get a name for ourselves, but we are doing it for the glory and the honor of God. You have been called into this. And as such, this is not a call of shame. This is a call of grace. We know that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience hope, and hope maketh us not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It is that same transforming love that the Apostle Paul encourages the believers to operate in, to understand that despite the vicissitudes of life, despite the conundrum of realizing that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And there are times when we really want to be with God and even declaring out of our mouths, even so come Lord Jesus, hallelujah, despairing for life, despairing for the experience. But thank God we understand that to be present in this world means we still have a job to do. You are here because God is not through with you yet. Hallelujah. The Lord has need of you. And he tells us, the apostle, to make sure that our lives, our conversation reflects this gospel. This gospel does not only bring us into salvation, but it has the power to transform our lives. How many have sung the song, not as a part of lyrics, but as a testimony when they looked at their lives and realized how changed they were? They're not the same person. They're not the same man. They're not the same woman. There has been a great change, and it is this change, hallelujah, this personal experience of transformation that the Apostle Paul lauds to us. He speaks to us to understand that we need to believe in him and be prepared to suffer for his sake if necessary. Oh, bless the name of God, letting nothing and our conduct interfere with our message. Our transformation must have consistency in what we say and what we do, so that our conduct is consistent with our confession. Hallelujah. To stay united, to stay single in our vision, to contend for the faith, to stand boldly for righteousness, to speak God's word in defiance of the enemy. Hallelujah. And to understand that victory belongs to us. We are not defeated. We are not orphaned. We are not estranged. We have been brought into a sacred fellowship where iron strengthens or sharpens iron, iron upon iron, strength upon strength. prayer upon prayer, encouragement upon encouragement, what's good and blessing that's operating in my life, I can bear record of it, for we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We perpetuate the witness by allowing God's grace to operate in our lives, even when we don't understand it, even when we can't figure it out. We love Him who first loved us. It's not that we loved Him first, but He loved us first. He loved you first. It does not matter what the enemy does. Does not matter what others may say or do. What matters is that you allow yourself to rest trustingly in the hands of a God who is making you, who is shaping you, who is strengthening you, who is taking you to another level of faith, faith upgrade. As we are positioned to move into a higher calling, the Bible talks to us and Paul says, I press toward the mark. I'm not perfect yet. I don't have all the answers. I'm not a know-it-all. I'm still learning, despite the revelations, despite the learning accumulated, despite what I've already gone through, despite my position as in the sanctuary, despite my position as a Pharisee, despite my position as a member of the Sanhedrin Council, despite my rank and pedigree as a Benjamite. He said, I count all those things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of God, which is in Christ Jesus. It is this aspiration that causes transformation. It is this aspiration that answers the question, why do we live for God? Why do we live holy? Why do we live set apart? Why do we follow peace with all men, holiness without which? Why do we forgive those that have offended us? Why do we walk like Jesus? Because He is working something. This is why. Because we know heaven is better than this. This is why. Because we know Jesus is soon to come. This is why. Because we know that whatever is seen is only temporary. What we don't see lasts forever. And whatever we need to do, we need to make sure that we are rapture ready. Whatever we do, we need to make sure that we are in position, beloved, in position, in position. Hey, glory to God, in position, in the position of prayer, in the position of the faithful, in the position of being in position when the call is made to serve, when the call is made to go above and beyond. There is no above and beyond in the body of Christ, in the economy of God's will. For the best that we have to offer is filthy rags, and all that we do in the comparison between what God has done for us, it's at the level of reasonable service. Oh God, those that are faithful will be rewarded, and no man can take your crown. Hold fast to what you have. That no man take your crown. Understand that there is going to be a trial by fire. The works of the believer is going to be tried and examined. Hallelujah. There are some whose work is surface level. It's for the purposes of promoting themselves, and those kinds of works, even though done in the church, are equated with wood, hay, and stubble. And so when those elements are put in the fire, they burn up and turn to ashes. There are other works, the works that are done out of a pure heart, the works that are done without looking for a pat on the back, the works that are done and not concerned as to whether people recognize or not. And we know that recognition is appropriate, for the word even says to give honor to whom honor is due. But the word also says that a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and amongst his own people. The irony, the profundity of it. Oh God, but the Lord calls us to be faithful. He calls us to be faithful stewards over our talents, over our money, over our time. And when we give these over to Him, hallelujah, as instruments in His hand, those works are considered precious stones. Gold, hallelujah, the kind of thing that fire cannot tarnish or diminish. Anybody that knows about gold knows that fire refines it. Fire purifies it. Fire takes out all the impurities so that all that is left is pure gold. And anybody that knows anything about gold knows that pure gold is valuable. Valuable. Hallelujah. Some of us are being tried in the fire. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but before we get in this prayer, the Holy Ghost wants you to know that the fire cannot diminish your anointing. The fire cannot diminish your faith. Remember Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who were thrown into a fiery furnace. And although the furnace was turned up seven times hotter than it could really withstand, when they were thrown tied into the furnace, the commentary says that the king looked in the furnace. And when he looked in, he saw four men loose and walking in the fire. And they have no hurt. And the fourth looks like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you that the fire is not going to separate you. The fire is not going to take you away. The fire is not going to pull you away from the love of God. God's love is with you right now in the fire, in the furnace, through high waters, through difficult moments. The Lord, our Jehovah Shammah, is with you right now, ensuring that the work that He has begun will be finished. He's not cast you off to be on your own. He is right by our side. He is with us. He is here. He is here, our Jehovah Shammah. And even now, we prepare our hearts. Handaramoshaya. I want you to prepare your heart right where you are. Love that's going to grow. The message that cannot be stopped. A life that's worthy of the message of the gospel. We bless the name of God. And we prepare our hearts now to go before the throne of grace. Somebody understand that God is working. He is working. He is working. Father, Handanaboshataya, eternal God and Father, in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are your children. We, your people, come before your presence. We bless your name right now. We love you so much. You've been so good. You are the life in our body. You are the life in our spirit. You are the life in our soul. We bless you now, God of the fire. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you even for this consecration, even for this preparation. There is no consecration that doesn't prepare us for something more. And even as you have called us in this time to set ourselves apart, to turn down our plates, we believe that you're doing something powerful in the spirit realm. Lord, we had no idea of what was going to transpire in the nation this week, but by your spirit, you called us to be fasting. You called us to be on our face before you, to turn down our plates and turn up our faith, to turn down our plates as we turn up our faith. Lord, I thank you that you put your spirit in us, that we've accepted what you've given, and we believe that you know what you're doing. We are confident in it. We trust you in the midst of it. And so, Father, we receive the transformation exhortation. We thank you for what you've started in us. We thank you for pouring in your love. Oh, God, you poured it in to heal us first. You poured it in to heal us from every place that was broken. Thank you that your love heals us in places that we've been hurt. God, your love. Hallelujah. Medicine for the soul, life for the heart. God, your love. It was with loving kindness that you drew us unto yourself, not through coercion, not through regulation, but Lord, prompted by the desire for relationship with your creatures, you made a bridge. You made a bridge that we can get over. You made a bridge so we can come to you. You made a bridge so we can escape the judgment in this world. You made a bridge so we can be forgiven of sin. You made a bridge so that we would have more than an excitement or an emotion, but we'd have a bona fide Holy Ghost experience. Thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you baptize us with a mighty burning fire. Thank you that you brought us to truth, that opened up our understanding, to take us beyond an experience of conversion, to take us beyond an experience of just making an apology. Lord God, it was through repentance, touched off by godly sorrow, we recognized that we needed you. We recognized we couldn't do without you. And we accepted what you said as the remedy. We accepted what you gave us as the solution. You took the bridge and brought us over, because it was Jesus who was the bridge between us and you. Jesus was the bridge that brought us over. Jesus was the way in the wilderness. Out of the wilderness of sin you brought us. Out of the wilderness of bondage you brought us. Oh God, what a love that will not let us go. We cannot thank you enough for your love. We cannot praise you enough for this love. Oh, the love of God. Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Lord God, you bore witness in our spirit that we are your children. Hey, the gospel is more than words of a message. It is the evidence of a transformed life. And we bless you, Lord, that we are Tanaboshanda. We are the evidence of transformed lives as new creatures. You made us new creatures. You made us new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You've given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. And because of your anointing, you have released the word of faith that has activated faith in us. Hey, your bridge is also your word. God, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. Not only did you bring us through the bridge of yourself, but you've activated an anointing in the lives of those who believe. We went on beyond repentance and conversion. We went beyond water baptism because you said there's more. And Lord, we received it as you have poured it out on Pentecost. We thank you that we have experienced this Pentecostal experience. Thank you, Lord God, that you have activated your power in our lives by the Holy Ghost coming on the inside. Thank you that we got more than commandments and guidelines. We've got God in us. We are now moved by love. We are strengthened by love. We conquer by love. Hey, God, the evils that the enemy tries to fly low and bring within our hearts, tries to fly low to be undetected. God, I thank you that activated lives by regeneration of the Holy Spirit can discern the low-flying enemy. The enemy can't get past the radar of the Holy Ghost. The enemy can't get past the defenses of the Holy Ghost. And tonight we bless you that death has come to the old man. Death has come to the old ways. Death has come to the old thoughts. And King Jesus reigns on the throne. We bless your name, O God. We recognize the lordship of Jesus, not just Lord of the world, but Lord of our lives, King of our lives. We won't wait to crown you. Hey, we crown thee now. Thine be the glory. Thine be the honor. Hey, thine be the power. We, your children, bow to your lordship. We declare all hail, King Jesus. Father, we thank you that you've reached us in this fashion, that you've touched us in this way, and even as Christ was a forerunner for us, and death brought life. His death brought life to us. God, we recognize that we have a part to play. I'm praying for everyone on this line right now that we recognize our part in this equation. For we are crucified with Christ. Yet we live, but not ourselves, but Christ Christ lives within us. Oh, Namashiah. Thank you for transformation on the inside. Oh, God, for man regards the outer appearance, but you look for clean hearts. And because the heart cannot be cleaned by itself, you've given us the agent of cleansing. Oh, God, you are the God that cleans every heart. Oh, God, you are the God that sanctifies us. You've given us the word, and we are cleansed by your word, by the washing of the water of the word of God. You've given us this word that cannot return void. You've given us this word that is working right now. You've given us this word, and you told us to put you in remembrance. Oh, the faithful God who's not afraid to hear his own words. And so we bless you because that faith, Jesus told his disciples, have the faith of God. It is that faith that makes us fearless, and we shall not be afraid. For the terror by night, we won't be afraid. For the arrow by day, we're not going to be afraid. Because of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, we're not going to be afraid. Because of destruction that wasted at noonday, we're not going to be afraid. Because of a president that has lost his mind, we're not going to be afraid. Though there are millions of people in this world who have turned to an antichrist spirit, we're not going to be afraid because we see the signs of the times. We're not going to be afraid because our redemption draweth nigh. We're not going to be afraid because we are prepared to wear white. Hey, God, we prepare. We're prepared. We're prepared. Oh, God. We're prepared for the trumpet sound. We're prepared for when Jesus will crack the sky, that the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we that are alive and remain will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, God, our soul rejoice when we see the signs of the times. Our soul rejoice when we see history unfold, Hananaboshanda, to prophecy being fulfilled. Oh God, we are living in the last days, and we understand the peril of the time, but we are protected by the promise of you, our God, who's working right now, working in the Capitol, working on Pennsylvania Avenue, working in our homes, Lord God, working in our lives, and even right now on this line, I thank you for the new creations. I thank you for the faith upgrades. I thank you for the movement of a higher call in life. We are not satisfied. We will not be complacent during this pandemic, but we will pick up our spiritual weapons, praying like we never prayed before, fasting like we never fasted before, reading the word like never before. Oh God, daily walking with you, employing those strategies that were known to be the foundation for growth in the Holy Ghost from the days of old, that the saints should pray, that the saints must fast, that saints must get in their word, prayer, fasting, and the word of God. Lord, I thank you for bringing us back to the fundamentals, bringing us back to the simplicity. Oh God, even right now, thank you, Lord, for faith in your word, faith for healing in the name of Jesus. I believe that you can release a healing right now on this line. I believe right now that you can be the oil. Somebody may not have the oil, but they have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is the oil. Release the oil. Lord, we believe you for the oil of your anointing. Hey, we believe you right now for your anointing, Lord, to drive the enemy away and to allow peace to rule in our spirits. We speak over ourselves. Hallelujah, that you are our life and our salvation. You are the strength of our lives. Whom shall we be afraid of? You are our Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning and our end. We believe, oh God, that the trump will soon sound, and everything we've done for you, our labors will not be in vain. I thank you for generational blessings. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to perpetrate generational curses. But the curse is not on us, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse. He bore the curse. He became a curse for us. And tonight we affirm our generational blessing. Hey, it's not in bitcoins. It's not in stocks. But we have a blessing in you. Generations of anointing power. Generations of the witness of the Holy Ghost. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Lord God, we're going to make it through this consecration. We're going to make it through this fast. God, we thank you that you are sustaining us. We thank you that you are energizing us. We thank you that there's an anointing being stirred up right now. Stir up your people. Stir up your children. God, I thank you for prayer going on in homes right now. I thank you for prayer going on amongst families right now. I thank you for what you're doing. Do what you do like you do. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Someone is seeking a closer walk. Do it, Lord. Somebody wants to be closer to you. Do it, Lord. Somebody wants to get the truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Somebody is ready for more. They're ready for everything you've got. Tatayada Moshaya. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Tonight, we speak generationally to the young and to the old, to parents and grandparents. To sons and daughters. God, you got a work for us to do. Lord, I bless your name right now. And although the flesh can get tired and weary, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We will set up our banners in your name. We will establish ourselves in our homes by your name. We will declare your name amongst our children, amongst our families. Oh God, we'll do more than declare it. We will emulate the power of the name. We will show love, Lord God, as it's needed. Love is in need. Lord God, work right now, Lord, as only you can. Let your people be encouraged. Let them know this, that transformation is upon them. Hallelujah. This is not going to be wasted time. This is going to be warfare time. This is not wasted time. This is warfare time. Open the eyes of your children that we may fulfill the call for now. Open the eyes of your children that we might fulfill the call that's needed right now. We're not going to save our best for another time. For this is the time to bring it. We're not going to save anything for later. This is the time to bring it. To bring our best faith, to bring our best testimony, to sing our best song, to preach our best message, to live our best lives. We're not putting it on hold, but we take the limits off of you. And so tonight, Lord God, these your precious people, these your set apart, God, some people struggling, some people going through, but I declare all people going out, all people coming out, Lord God, right now. If there's anyone on the line, Lord God, that needs salvation, Lord God, I thank you for their transformation right now. I thank you, Lord, that their hearts are open, and I thank you, Lord, that the work has begun. Lord, if there's anybody on the line right now that needs to be baptized in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for them making up their mind that there's no time to waste. Oh God, I thank you for those, even on the line now, that may need the power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, that they can make a choice today. They can make a choice tonight. They can make a choice right now, that they're not going to continue the way they were, that 2021 is the year it's going to get done. God, the faith upgrade to get it done. The faith upgrade to get it done. For it shall be done in 21. Oh God, work in us, Lord. Lord God, give us understanding. Help us, Lord, to get in your word, to allow you to speak to our spirits. Help us, Lord, to approach the word, even to approach our worship experiences with the sanctity and the sacredness that it's due and worthy of. Lord God, even though it's behind a computer screen, even though it's in a virtual context, we will not let those things diminish our enthusiasm. We will not let those things diminish our fervency. Oh God, but we can feel your anointing now. We can feel your anointing now, because where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, you said you'd show up. Show up right now. Show up in that house. Show up in that living room. Show up in that bedroom. Show up in that kitchen. Show up there in that apartment. Show up. Hey, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We speak those things that are not as though they are. And we declare as he who declares the thing from the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning, we, your children, we, your people, love your presence and thank you even now for transformation by the Holy Spirit. Father, we will not end this prayer tonight without allowing Zion to be heard. We will not end this prayer without allowing the voice of your people to be heard. And so, Lord, while we give you glory, while we've made our petition, tonight, Lord God, we open our mouths because that's where the power is. Lord, right now, I'm going to invite everyone that's on this line that's listening to unmute themselves and to give God the praise he's worthy of. Come on, this line. Praise that faith. Praise that praise.
In your name, we give you glory right now.
We thank you for this night of prayer, this day of fasting, this week of consecration. We thank you for the reminder that there's a work going on in us. God, I thank you for the vessel, and I thank you that you made us the vessel. Thank you for the treasure in the earthen vessel, that the excellency thereof may be of God and not of us. And so tonight we bless you. Tonight we glorify your name, and we tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tayana Moshanda, thank you, thank you, thank you. And even now, oh God, we pray this prayer over these your precious children. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can help yourself and praise him because he's not through blessing you yet. And I know you got something to thank him for. You've got something to thank him. You've got something to thank him for. You've got something to thank him for.